Good morning and thanks for coming so early. Today we will have a very busy day. We are going to start with a meeting in the nuclear planning group. Then we will have a meeting of the NATO Georgia Commission. And then we will have a meeting in the North Atlantic Council with the ministers. And we have many important decisions to take today. Decisions related to how we can strengthen our collective defense and build the stability with our partners. This is a very critical time for security in Europe and across the world. In Ukraine, violence is getting worse and the crisis is deepening. Russia continues to disregard international rules and to support the separatists with advanced weapons, training and forces. In North Africa and in the Middle East, violent extremism is spreading, and this turmoil fuels terrorism in our own countries. So we are adapting our posture and our forces to this changing security environment. To conduct NATO's full range of missions and to deal with challenges from any direction. We have already increased our military presence in the eastern part of the alliance. Today, we will take further steps to make our forces more ready and more responsive. We will decide on the size and the composition of the new spearhead force and assure that it can be deployed in a matter of days. We will strengthen our existing NATO response force and we will decide on establishing command and control units in six of our eastern allied countries. These units will make it easier to deploy NATO forces rapidly. They will support collective defense planning and help coordinate multinational exercises. Our decision make clear that NATO is determined to defend all allies against any threat from any direction. We will also meet in the NATO Georgia Commission to discuss current security challenges and priorities for our cooperation. We are working with Georgia to implement a substantial package which strengthens Georgia's defense and ability to work with NATO. And with this, I'm ready to take your questions.
We have time for a couple of questions. I'll start here with BFBS.
James Hurst from BFBS. Can you give us a little more idea about the scale and composition of the spearhead and the changes to the reaction force? And your thoughts on whether it's the start of inevitable build-up to a new Cold War?
I will not prejudge the conclusions of the Council today, but I expect that the ministers will agree on several important elements of a package that increases our collective defense. And that is about enhancing our NATO response force. The current size is around 13,000. I expect that they will decide on a force which will be around 30,000. And part of that enhanced NATO response force, I expect will be the establishment of this spearhead force, which I expect will be of a size around 5,000. And this spearhead force will have some lead elements, which will be able to deploy within a very, very short notice. We speak about a few days. So these are two important elements, the establishment of a spearhead force, expect to be around 5,000, and then the enhanced NATO response force of about 30,000. But this is going to be decided later on today, and it's too early to tell the final conclusions. In addition, we are going to, I expect also the ministers to decide on these six command and control units, which are going to be established in six of our eastern allies. And as I said, these are important units because they are the link between national defense and multinational NATO forces. They will plan, they will organize exercises, and they will be a key for connecting national forces with NATO reinforcements. We are also working on enhancing the multinational command northeast in session. And we're also looking into developing something similar or a parallel thing in the southern part of the eastern part of the alliance. So these are among the elements which are now on the table. The decisions are going to be taken later today, but I expect these will be the main elements.
Associated Press.
Secretary General, what do you expect the Russian reaction to be to the decisions that NATO will make today? And if I may ask, what do you intend to tell Foreign Minister Lavrov when you meet him in Munich later this week?
So everything we do when it comes to increasing our own collective defense by establishing an enhanced NATO response force and establishing the very high readiness force, the spearhead force, is something which is defensive. It is a response to what we have seen from Russia over a period of time, and it is in full accordance with our international obligations. So this is something we do as a response to the aggressive actions we have seen of Russia, violating international law and annexing Crimea. And I very much underline that this is something we do because we have to adapt our forces when we see that the world is changing. We see challenges to the east, but in addition, we have to adapt and develop our forces also related to the challenges we see to the south. So the NATO response force, the spearhead force, is an answer to both the changes, the challenges we see developing in the east, but also to the south. My meeting with I'm going to have several meetings in Munich. In Munich, I'm going to meet with Vice President Biden, with the President Poroshenko, and also with Foreign Minister Lavrov and others. And my meeting with Lavrov is with Foreign Minister Lavrov is a part of the political contacts we have with Russia. And we decided last April, after the crisis in Crimea, that NATO suspended all practical cooperation with Russia, but we decided to keep channels for political contact open. And my meeting with Lavrov is part of this decision to maintain channels for political dialogue. And we are both participating at the same meeting in our conference in Munich, and therefore it is a convenient way to meet at the margins of the conference. The important thing for NATO is, of course, to underline that Russia is responsible for violating international law, for violating the sovereignty, the territorial integrity of Ukraine, annexing Crimea, destabilizing eastern Ukraine. And we are calling on Russia to stop support for the separatists and to respect the Minsk Agreement and to use all its influence on the separatists to make them respect the ceasefire.
Time for one last question. ARD, German television.
Yesterday you had the opportunity to meet the new Greek Minister of Defense. Which impression do you have, and do you think that he will support you in defending the eastern borders of NATO?
The new Minister of Defense, the new Greek Minister of Defense, he underlined very strongly for me that they are going to continue to be a committed partner, ally in NATO. and I'm looking forward to work with him and the new government in Greece, because Greece has for many, many years been a very committed partner of the NATO alliance, and I am looking forward to see Greece continue to be so, and the new defense ministers underlined that very strongly for me, that they are going to remain and continue to be a committed partner in NATO. So I'm looking forward to work with him, and I would like to also underline that one of the strong sides of NATO, it's that NATO is an alliance of 28 democracies, meaning that we elect different governments of different political colors, but we are united and stand together in the alliance, protecting and defending each other. And Greece is going to continue to do that. That was very much underlined by the new Greek defense minister.
Thank you very much. That's all we have time for now, but we will see you several times throughout the day. Thank you.